Of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Dear brothers and sisters, let us now acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault, therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of good will. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory, Lord God, heavenly King. O God, almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, the Father, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world. Let us pray. O God, who by the mystery of today's great feast sanctify your whole church in every people and nation. Pour out, we pray, the gifts of the Holy Spirit across the face of the earth. And with the divine grace that was at work when the gospel was first proclaimed, fill now once more the hearts of believers. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together. And suddenly, there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to them as tongues of fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different tongues as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven staying in Jerusalem. At this sound they gathered in a large crowd, but they were confused because each one heard them speaking in his own language. They were astounded, and in amazement they asked, "Are not all these people who are speaking Galileans? Then how does each of us hear them in his native language? We are Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and all the districts of Libya near Cyrene, as well as travelers from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. Yet we hear them speaking in our own tongues of the mighty acts of God." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord be glad in his works. Pleasing to him be my theme. I will be glad in the Lord.
Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. As a body is one, though it is many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also Christ. For in one Spirit we were baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free persons, and we were all given to drink of one Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Veni Sancte Spiritus. Et emite celitus, lucis tuae radium. Veni pater pauperum, veni datem munerum, veni lumen Consolator optime, dulcis aspes anime, dulce refrigerium. In labore requies, in estu temperies, in fletus ola. Confidentibus, so sacrum septenarium. Da virtutis meritum, da salutis exitum, da perenne gaudium. Amen. Alleluia.
With you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Pour out the gifts of your Spirit across the face of the earth and fill once more the hearts of believers. That was the opening prayer we prayed here just moments ago. Pour out the gifts of your Spirit across the face of the earth and fill once more the hearts of believers. My dear friends, it is so wonderful to see you back here again and to celebrate these mysteries of the Eucharist, of our Christian faith, of our belief in the death, resurrection, and ascension of our Lord Jesus. To receive the sacrament of the Eucharist. There's so much that I want to tell you, but I have to keep in mind, this is going to be hard for me to do. I told Deacon about this last night. There's so much we have to talk about and we need to share, but the bishop said, keep it short.
so I have to remember that. I'm going to try to do my best. Let's suffice it to say, at least this part, that we all know there is so much going on in the world and in our hearts. And I have to start, I think, really, with just pointing to the gospel today and recognizing that this and this Pentecost Sunday is what we heard at the very beginning of Easter. Not Easter Sunday gospel, where the women and the Peter and John went to the empty tomb. But it says, on the very first day of the week, when Jesus appeared to his disciples, after all that had been going on, after all the hurt, all the confusion, all the fear, they're locked in that upper room, all those emotions. The very first thing Jesus says after the passion, the death, the crucifixion, all of that pain and suffering, the very first things Jesus says to his disciples are peace and forgiveness. The very first things he says to us here today on Pentecost are peace be with you and forgiveness. Think of those things. Jesus knows everything his disciples, you and I, have been wrestling with, all that we carry in our heart, all the angst and the hurt and the social distancing and everything. He knows that. And his first words to his church at the very beginning, and now again at Pentecost, are peace be with you. And he breathes on them the Holy Spirit and speaks about forgiveness. Hold on to these words. There is many things for us to think about on Pentecost Sunday. And when I hear that first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, and we're familiar with that story, and we think back to our own confirmation and those tongues of fire and the apostles being filled with the Spirit and filled with joy and just compelled to speak out loud. Most often, at least I think, maybe you, we think about that they spoke and there were these many languages, many peoples from all over the world. We could say that was a global event. There is great pains in Luke in speaking in the Acts of the Apostles about all these places where people were from. Parthians and Medes and Elamites and Arabs and people from Egypt and from Jerusalem and Cretans and all kinds of people from everywhere around the world. And we think about those many languages, but maybe we overlook that in the midst of that, there was one message. They all heard it in their own language, but they only spoke, those Galileans in that room, filled with the Holy Spirit, spoke out loud and proclaimed their joy of knowing Jesus Christ. They spoke one message, and people all over the world, in every language, heard it. My dear friends, this is called the birthday of the church on Pentecost. You and I are the church here today. We need to embrace that message. We need to once again be filled with the Holy Spirit and speak to the world what it needs to hear and longs to hear. The message of Jesus Christ, who says, peace be with you. I think about, as many of you know, the gifts, those gifts we talk about in confirmation, the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit that again, you know, but sometimes overlooked. are another beautiful set of gifts, we might say. Actually, they're called the fruits of the Spirit. And to be perfectly frank and honest, I didn't have those memorized, so I had to write them down. But I'd just like to share with you, that's what we, the church, bring to the world. The seven gifts and the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. Right out of the catechism. Please permit me to share these. If you wish to look them up, it's in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, number 1831 and 1832. They're back to back. It says, the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit are wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, fear of the Lord, or reverence. These make the faithful docile and ready in obeying divine inspirations that the Spirit fills us, inspires us, moves us. They make us open to the gifts of the Spirit. They open us up so that we can live as we're called to live in the world. Think about what moves you, inspires you, incites you. Rather, I would say, what's inside you? Not fear and anger and hate and all of those things, but these. The fruits of the Spirit, the Catechism says, are perfections that the Holy Spirit forms in us for eternal glory. And there are 12. Charity. Joy. Peace. Patience. Patience. Kindness. Goodness. Generosity. Gentleness, faithfulness, modesty, self-control, chastity. These fruits of the Spirit and these gifts of the Spirit, on the birthday of the church, Jesus promised he would send an advocate to be with us, that he would never leave us alone. My dear friends, this is who we are and what we must do. We, the church, just like we heard in these readings, we need to bring this into our world. On this Pentecost Sunday, we are so filled with joy to be here. And yet, knowing that the world is full of questions, doubts, anxieties, and hurts and pain, it's our job to bring the Spirit of God and speak the one message of Jesus Christ to a hurting world. Peace, peace be with you, Jesus says. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the Holy Spirit, was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and he became man.
For our sake, he was crucified
under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Humbly let us bring our prayers and petitions to our most merciful and loving and gracious God.
For the church, that the Holy Spirit reconcile and reunite all God's people with the church, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace in our world, for an end to war and violence everywhere, for the civil unrest in our cities, for our military men and women, police, firefighters, all those who serve to protect to keep us safe, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have grown lukewarm in their faith, that the Holy Spirit rekindle the desire for heaven, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That people everywhere come to respect the dignity and sanctity of all human life, from the moment of conception until natural death, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the grace to be free of fear, strengthened by the power of the Holy Spirit, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who are sick, all those suffering from any type of illness, mental, physical, or spiritual, especially those members of our families, our loved ones, and our parish who are ill at this time. For all those for whom we have promised to pray, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, for Wes Walker, Bob Dusterberg, and for Suzanne Wenger, a former principal here at Immaculate Conception, all who died this past week. In a special way, today at this Mass, we remember Dennis Callahan, for whom this Mass is being offered, for all of our loved ones who have died in the hope of the resurrection. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we gather together as a family with these our petitions, those voiced, those we each have and hold in the silence of our hearts. We entrust and bring all to you, knowing that you will grant to us what is good and holy, and we ask them through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. has broken our hearts. Love us in your cares. Be the life we bear. Feed us and fill us, O
Pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and all of his holy church.
Grant, we pray, O Lord, that as promised by your Son, the Holy Spirit may reveal to us more abundantly the hidden mystery of this sacrifice, and graciously lead us into all truth through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For bringing your Paschal mystery to completion, you bestowed the Holy Spirit today on those you made your adopted children by uniting them to your only begotten Son. This same Spirit, as the Church came to birth, open to all peoples the knowledge of God, and brought together the many languages of the earth in profession of the one faith. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic host sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. Giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death,
celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven. And as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servant Francis, our Pope, Robert, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory. Through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord Jesus be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord,
I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
We will now pray together an act of spiritual communion, asking the Lord to give us the graces of the sacraments of the Eucharist. Even though we are not able to receive the Eucharist at this time. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you before all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
See the face. raging waters. In the sea you shall not drown. If you walk amid the burning flames, you shall not be harmed. If you stand before the power of hell, and death is at your side, know that I am with you.
I will give you
Let us pray. O God, who bestow heavenly gifts upon your church, safeguard, we pray, the grace you have given, that the gift of the Holy Spirit poured out upon her may retain all its force, and that this spiritual food may gain her abundance of eternal redemption through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
I invite you to be seated for a moment for some announcements.
The regular weekday Mass schedule will resume this Monday. The church will be open for Mass and personal prayer from 7:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on most weekdays. On Tuesdays, it will be open at 10 a.m. and close after the 6:15 evening Mass. Holy water fonts in the church are not filled at this time, but next weekend, at the end of each Mass, parishioners at home and in the church will have the opportunity to have their small containers of water blessed. Food donations are needed for the open shelter lunch on June 1st and the YWCA family shelter dinner on June 5th. Go to the parish website to see the online bulletin and for details about these announcements and other important parish news. And there's a face that many of you are probably not familiar with that was up in the sanctuary with us today, and we'd like Deacon Stephen to come up and introduce himself at this time.
Good morning and happy Pentecost.
Morning. Morning.
Thank you. My name is Deacon Stephen Andre. I am a newly ordained deacon as of tax day, April 15th. And I am a seminarian. I'm from Pope St. John the 23rd National Seminary in Boston, Massachusetts. This seminary is very unique in particular for educating and forming seminarians of later vocations, so men that have had careers in the past and have received a call to the priesthood later in life. So I am very thankful to Bishop Campbell at the time for the diocese and for the seminary for allowing me to discern the call and for finally calling me to holy orders. Just a few notes about myself. I grew up a cradle Catholic in a military household. I am the last of six kids, and interestingly enough, I am an identical twin. Most of my siblings do reside here in Ohio. My parents are actually in California now. But before becoming a seminarian, I graduated from Hilliard-Davidson High School. I went to Otterbein College. After that time, I did some genetic research for 3 years. I'm at The Ohio State University, and during the course of that time, I always believed I had a call to medicine, so I decided to enter dentistry, and I went to the College of Dentistry at The Ohio State University, and I have enjoyed a successful career of 13 years in dentistry. However, God had a different plan, so a third route, I entered the seminary. And what I could attribute my personal conversion back to the Catholic Church and my vocational calling, I would really attribute that to Our Lady, the Blessed Mother. And that really came about through a pilgrimage to Medjugorje in 2011. You know, at that time, I wasn't a regular practicing Catholic, but it was through the intervention of a great friend and dental consultant, Jeannie Brown, who really helped bring me back to the faith. And between her and Our Lady, you know, through a pilgrimage in Medjugorje, I found that I rediscovered my love for Jesus in the Eucharist. And I returned actually to the sacrament of confession after 23 years. And I can't express how profound that moment is to have this weight of sin lifted off your shoulders, and basically to begin a new life. And it has led me here to this day. So to this day, I'm forever grateful to Our Lady for bringing me home to the church and for bringing me ever closer to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. She continues to guide me, I have no doubt about that. And it's interesting because yesterday I realized that she continues to be a part of my life to this day because she has brought me to you here at Immaculate Conception Parish. So it's interesting how God always leads, and so does Our Lady. So I look forward to meeting each one of you. I look forward to praying with you, praying for you, and I wish you all the best and most abundant blessings here at the parish. I look forward to working with you for the duration of the summer. Thank you so much.
And just another small announcement, as we do finish our masses each week, we will open the doors wide open at all the entrances so that everybody isn't funneled back through the gathering space. We know so many of you are so happy to be here and to greet one another and to visit again, but it's a beautiful day outside, and so we ask for those visiting to do so outside in the parking lot. You may linger there and visit a little bit so that we can then get our sanitation teams in the church to begin to get ready for the next Mass. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit. Bow down for the blessing.
May God, the Father of lights, who is pleased to enlighten the disciples' minds by the outpouring of the Spirit, the Paraclete, grant you gladness by his blessing and make you always abound with the gifts of the same Spirit.
Amen.
May the wondrous flame that appeared above the disciples powerfully cleanse your hearts from every evil and pervade them with its purifying light.
Amen.
And may God, who has been pleased to unite many tongues in the profession of one faith, give you perseverance in that same faith, and by believing, may you journey from hope to clear vision.
Amen.
And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you forever.
Amen. Go and announce the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Cherish life to the Lord.